对孤苦老人有津贴补助。
For the sake of government subsidy.
所以儿女虽然把这个老人呢接回家，但是把他锁在屋内，遗弃在家。
They lock her up in the house without proper care.
所以旭妈妈呢，她不愿意接受她自己的儿女劝告，在家里享安享清福，却天天用眼泪祷告，期盼能够重新回到旧地照顾这个老人。
Xu Mama could have enjoyed the care from her own children, but still she hoped and prayed in tears to resume taking care of this elderly.
因为她珍惜这个神给她的服侍的机会。
Since God had given her this ministry to serve.
后来她的故事感动教会，教会把破旧不堪的这个屋子、老屋子重新整修。
The church of her hometown was moved and renovated the shack.
虽然没有唤起这个瘫痪老人的家人愿意再把这个老人送回来给旭妈妈继续照顾。
However, the family of the paralytic elderly refused the care of her.
但却感动了整个村里的人，愿意来听福音，信耶稣。
But this incident touched the neighbors to come for the gospel of Jesus.
最后，神把旭妈妈接回天家，两个月后也把这位被他照顾多年的老人也接回去。
Eventually, Xu Mama passed away, and 2 months later, so did the paralytic elderly.
然而，旭妈妈的影响深远，教会开始兴旺了。
And because of Xu Mama, the church continued to grow.
而这个真实的故事被拍成电影，并且勇夺上个月国际电影节基督教电影节最佳纪录。
And her story was documented in a movie winning the first prize of documentary in International Christian Film Festival among 700 contestants.
那当晚我看完这个电影呢，我整夜没有睡好。
I tossed and turned in bed after watching the movie.
因为这让我重新思考什么才是讨神喜悦的侍奉。
Thinking how should I really serve and please God.
因为我相信我们都知道也同意神的心意是让我们每一个人也是呼召我们每一个人属他的人都出来侍奉敬拜他。
God sends every Christian to serve.
在出埃及记八章第一节那里也提到。
So in Exodus chapter 8 verses 1.
我们一起来读这段。
Let's read together.
北请。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and said to him, This is what the Lord says, Let my people go, so that they may worship me.
好，侍奉我。好，我们也知道当年神呼召以色列出埃及的目的，你别以为是要让他们尽情享受牛奶与蜜的荣华富贵。
When God called Israel to leave Egypt, it is not to enjoy the life in the land of milk and honey.
而是让他们能够全心全意的自由的敬拜侍奉耶和华神。
But about they could freely worship God.
同样，今天神也呼召他的百姓与罪恶的世界分开的目的，就是让这些属他的人可以全心全意的来服侍他。
In the same way, God called His people today to sanctify from the sin of this world, so that we can serve Him wholeheartedly.
正如约书亚的名言，他说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉。”
As in Joshua, but for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
好，那既然侍奉神这么重要，作为基督徒，我们也都忙着不同的侍奉，大家忙里忙外，想停都停不下来。
Since it's so important to serve the Lord, Christians are busy serving many ministries exalted at times.
但是我们却要问我们自己，是否我们所侍奉的一切都讨神喜悦呢？
So we should ask whether our service are all pleasing to God.
这个答案在于你的侍奉观健不健康。
It's about whether you view the serving healthy or not.
而你的侍奉观健不健康不是你自己说了算。
And it's not up to you to decide.
因此今天我们要再次从我们刚刚所读的经文来学习什么才是健康的侍奉观。
So we need to learn from the verses about healthy view of serving.
首先我们一起来读第五节有关于侍奉健康侍奉的对象。
So let's read verses 5.
预备，请。
Slave, obey your earthly master to respect with fear and with sincerity hearts, just as you would obey Christ.
一般。我们侍奉要先认识自己的身份，本来就是做仆人的。
We serve because we are servant of God.
所以要惧怕战兢。什么叫惧怕战兢呢？
So obey, respect, and fear.
惧怕战兢就是要有一个敬畏主人的这个心。
So respect your master.
好，那要诚实的心。什么叫诚实呢？ 因为本来主人对仆人有绝对的这个权柄，所以主人，你对主人就不能够起，不能够存着一个随便马虎的态度，这个我们都知道，所以要敬畏主人。
So master have total authority over servant. Be serious with masters.
可是诚实谁敢说谎啊？这里诚实不是指说不说谎，而是指纯一、诚恳、正直的意思。
Sincerity is not just not lying, but also pure, earnest, and righteous.
许多人虽然有侍奉的行动，但是心却不单纯。
But sometimes the motive is not pure.
为了让侍奉的能够真诚，那就要弄清楚谁才是我们侍奉的对象。
So more important, what is the target of our service?
那请问谁才是你真正的主人呢？
Who is your master?
好，根据我们刚刚读的这一节的描述，仆人所应当侍奉的对象是人还是基督呢？
So men or Christ?
好，我们再读一次哈，你们做仆人的要
，Obey your earthly master with respect and fear, with sincerity of heart, just as you want to obey Christ.
基督一般。好，请问哈，仆人所侍奉的对象是人还是基督呢？
Whom do we serve, man or Christ?
人 ，OK， 好像是基督，但又不是基督啊，是人。什么意思呢？事实上是服侍人，但也是服侍基督。
So we can serve man and Christ.
那是坐在人的身上，但是却也是坐在基督的身上。
Or serve Christ when we serve man.
那这怎么理解呢？马太福音二十五章告诉我们，我们就能够理解这一段的故事。我们一起来读马太福音
25章verses 4。
请。
I tell you the truth, whoever you did for those, the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
坐在主的身上了。好，所以这一节经文，我们侍奉的对象到底是人还是神呢？
According to this verse, do we serve God or man?
都是啦，都是啦。所以今天我们教会许多的问题，常常弄错了我们应当侍奉的对象。
So many churches today mess up the target of service.
以为是为人而做就随便了。所以侍奉不但没有心存敬畏、惧怕、战惊，更没有存诚实的心。
And we do not serve with respect, no fear, no sincerity of heart, not pure, earnest, or righteous.
所以我们侍奉就不再纯一、诚恳、正直了。
Not pure, earnest, or righteous.
因此，倘若我们期待我们的侍奉可以蒙神喜悦，那根本不在乎你所摆上的代价有多少，你侍奉的内容有多么辛苦，而是你真正清楚你真正侍奉的对象乃是神。
Therefore, you can't expect that your service at church is pleasing to God, no matter how much or how hard you serve, unless you clearly know your target with proper mentality.
因为你虽然坐在人的身上，但其实你是坐在神的身上。
So you can argue when you serve people, you're serving God.
最终侍奉的对象是神，不是人。
So you're serving God through
people. 所以当你有正确的心态去坐在人的身上，你就能够有一个真诚的心。
So with proper mentality, then you can have a sincere heart.
当然，我们都知道，我们服侍本来服侍神就是坐在人的身上。
We can argue we serve people, we are serving God.
今天早上来，你看到桌上摆了很多大家一家一菜来，哇！很好吃，可是这不是做给上帝吃的。
So it's potluck today. The food is not for God.
是给大家吃的。
It's for the congregation.
好像是服侍人的身上，但是我们却是为神而做。
But we're serving people. We're serving God through serving people.
因为我们根本没有像玛利亚一样，可以把这个珍贵的香膏打破来为主抹上。但是教会有太多需要服侍的机会啊。
Since we can't serve God in person as Mary anointed Jesus with perfume.Our church needs many to serve.
你只要看到我们教会的这侍奉轮值表，你就知道，哇，有这么多的工作需要人家来填写、来安排。
So you can view service roster on Sunday's bulletin.
那还有许多没有填在上面的，有很多的服侍。
But that is not all encompassing.
你会看见我们当中有很多人无怨无悔的摆上。
We serve God through serving people without regret nor complaint.
但是我要告诉你，真正的侍奉不仅是坐在教会里面，而是在外面随时随地都可以的。
The service is everywhere, not just limited in church.
我们以为说做事，只要在教会，这叫做服事；只要在家里，叫做做家事。这不对啊！
所以
做的是一样啊，一样的事。
So the ministry is not just limited to church in your household and everywhere. It means the same.
我们的动机要正确，因为有时候我们把侍奉的对象搞错了。
In fact, sometimes our motivation are questionable.
正如圣经所警告我们的，这样说，罗马书。
So we mess up the target of our service. Romans chapter 16, 18.
18节这样说，我们一起来读。
Warns for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their appetite by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of the naive people.
保罗警告这一些人，他们只服侍自己的肚腹，也就是说，他们借由服侍的机会而获得他们个人的好处。
Serving their own appetites means for personal gain.
其实这样的例子比比皆是。
Examples abound.
甚至一些假先知或是冒牌的传道人也充斥在其中，到处招摇撞骗。
There are even false prophets or teachers among them that we should guard against.
所以我们要分辨，也要小心提防。
So we should discern.
另外还有一些人，他不能够全心全意服侍神，是因为他们一生的目标是在赚取更多的金钱，并且为此做出努力。
Some can serve with all their hearts because their goal in life is to make more money.
难怪耶稣会这样提醒我们。
So no wonder Jesus reminds us.
路加福音十六章十三节，我们
in Luke 16 chapter 13.
一起来读，预备，请。
No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
这也是同样的原因，就是我们搞错了应当侍奉的对象。
It's the same reason of wrong target about real master in life.
我们弄错了谁才是我们生命中真正的主人。
So we mess up who's the real master in life.
还有许多人自我中心的服侍，以为他们是在为神大发热心，甚至他们在替天行道。
Some assume they are fervent for God in serving, even dispensing godly justice.
正如当年执意要钉死耶稣的这群人，你以为是他们是大坏蛋吗？不是啊，他们认为耶稣说的亵渎神的话，自称是上帝，所以他罪该万死。
The people that nailed Jesus to cross, regarded him as blaspheming God, since he claimed to be God, deserved to be put to death.
所以他们才会千方百计的策划要把耶稣杀害了。
So they plot to kill Jesus.
甚至后来我们也看见许多基督徒的命运也相同。
So many Christians suffer the same fate.
他们甚至为主受到极大的逼迫，甚至为主殉道的消息时有所闻。
They were persecuted, even martyred.
正如耶稣当年就已经预言了，在约翰福音十六章第二节。
So as Jesus predicted in John 16:2,
我们一起来读，预备，请。
They will put you out of synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kill you will think he's offering a service to God.
为了让我们不受到迷惑，要认识真正侍奉的对象，我们就要跟随主的道路，与主同行。
In order not to be confused, to recognize the proper target to serve and walk with God.
主若在老人院里面，你也要去哪里？主如果在监狱里面，你也要去哪里
？Be it in nursing home, prisons, you should go.
主如果在难民营里面，你要去哪里？主如果在孤儿院里面，你也要去哪里
？Refugees camp or orphanage, you should go.
因为圣经告诉我们说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人怎么样？
So Bible says, whoever served me must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also.
而且最重要的最后面一句话，他说：“若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”
My father will honor the one who served me.
你虽然去那些地方，也许世人会轻看你，但是天父却要尊重你。你这样的生命就太值得了。
People may despise you, but it's worthwhile because God honors you.
第二部分是健康的侍奉方式。
Second is about methods for healthy service.
我们一起来读第六节，预备，请。
Obey them not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
好，既然我们说侍奉这么样的重要啊，我们被呼召出来也是为了侍奉啊。那我们也知道侍奉是侍奉上帝，我们知道，但是我要怎么样侍奉呢
？Since it's important to serve, but how？
好，这节经文提醒我们不要只在眼前侍奉，这乃是说我们已经习惯过去那一种。当主人眼睛看你的时候，你就认真做事。那是当主人眼睛离开你的时候，你就停止工作。
This verse reminds us that not only when eyes is on us, also when master is not watching.
其实，在世人的眼中，这没什么不对啊。甚至这种行为也是被鼓励的。
So nothing wrong about make believe, even to be encouraged.
啊，记得我在台湾的时候当兵，就常常被长官教训说啊。部队里面的纪律乃是不早勤、不早懒、专找不长眼。
So especially military doesn't pay to work hard behind the scene. It is all about appearances.
也就是说，你在部队里面的表现，如果没有人看见，就算你再勤劳也没有用。
So it's all about appearances.
如果没有人看见，你就算再懒惰也不要紧。所以最重要的就是你要会长眼睛。也就是说学会做给人看，否则你就要倒大霉了。
Play the game or suffer the consequences.
于是在这样的一个世俗环境下训练出来的人就变得习惯做表面功夫来讨好人。
So people are conditioned that image is everything.
其实我们在想说做仆人的毛病也是如此。
So servants is the same.
我们爱在主人面前老板面前来表现
Win master's favor when eye is on them.
因为有主人有老板看到你就会赞美你啊，可以讨他喜欢。
So you earn the favor when eye is on you.
啊，没有人看见啊，就赶快偷懒休息。
So cutting corners behind the scene.
那这样的认知很平常。
Such as commonplace at work.
我们工作场所也到处充斥这样的风气，一点都不足为奇。
So it's commonplace at work.
但奇怪的是什么？是教会竟然也受到感染。
So even a church also about superficial services.
曾几何时，我们看见教会的侍奉也渐渐变得喜爱做表面功夫了。
It's all about appearances.
例如你看见牧师来的时候就表现得很殷勤，受到表扬。
So catering to pastor, exaggerating the effort.
或是主动去跟牧师邀功，做了多少的事情。
Or bragging about how much you have done.
这当然也没有什么不对，因为我们都需要鼓励，是不是？
Of course, we need encouragement.
幸好我发现我们教会的同工越来越成熟。
However, we have mature co-workers.
还记得去年我们每隔周的主日，我们都会为这些辛苦的侍奉者来祝福祷告，他们的工作得到认可。
So we used to pray for the co-workers.
但是今年这些同工说建议不要再这样有一些公开的这种表扬的机会了。
They suggested not to pray for them in public.
因为他们所做的，上帝都知道，神纪念就可以了。
So they were all work for God.
这就是他们不看重眼前侍奉来讨人喜欢的最佳例子。
It's a good example, not about public praise.
其实除了教会同工，连传道人也难逃喜欢在眼前侍奉讨人喜欢的试探。
Pastor and missionary tends to fall into the temptation of flattery.
主要的原因就是有些牧师被当成雇工在使用。
Since some are hired gun.
这样的牧者，他看见长子的时候，哇，就会表现得很殷勤，但是私底下呢，就变得很松懈。
They are attentive when deacons are around, slacking off in private.
为什么会搞成这样呢？你不能怪那些牧师。
How come?
而是那些长子没事就天天查勤，感觉好像。很关心牧师的行踪，你现在在干什么？你现在在干什么？来查，好几双眼睛时时刻刻就盯着牧师看，生怕牧师偷懒就不属灵了。
Some deacons love to spy on pastor, eye on pastor whereabouts, so no lapse.
幸好我们教会没有这个问题。
Luckily, our church is not like that.
我每天都会非常开心。
So everybody serve.
就是没有人来，没有人来关心我。
Except、
我还期待有天天有人来关心我。
So nobody care about me.
不是 care about， 没有来这个所谓的。
No spy, no FBI, no CIA, or NSA.
倘若我们的侍奉只坐在人眼前，是为了讨人的喜欢，得人的称赞，那就毫无价值。
If we serve only in public, pleasing people, flattery actually is worthless.
倘若我们是从心里面乐意遵行神的旨意，哪怕是坐在暗中无人知晓，但也必蒙神纪念。
Only when we have hearts for God's will, God knows, even nobody is aware in private.
因为唯有这样，他才是真正基督的仆人。
So we serve people outwardly, but we truly serve God.
表面上我们服侍人，做服侍人的事，但实际上我们是做基督的仆人，也就是做在主的眼前的服侍。
So God is watching.
而不是做在人面前的服侍，是做给主看的，而不是做给人看的，这才是基督的仆人。
So it doesn't matter whether people's eye is on us or not.
而当你有这样的认知，你愿意成为这样的人，你就不会去在乎别人对你怎么评价。
So it only matters that God evaluates our service.
你就不会期待对别人对你的服侍有任何的好的、坏的评价或是赞美。
So it doesn't matter people praise or badmouth your service.
因为你只会在乎神怎么看你。
Only God's evaluation matters.
当保罗这样说，他说不要只在眼前侍奉。这听起来好像是说这是侍奉的方式嘛，也包括场合、时机、态度、动机，是不是？
So only when their eyes are on you, it seems to be about the occasion and timing or motivation and attitude in service.
但是我告诉你，其实这更是一种侍奉的生命啊。
But actually, it's about devotion.
那换一句话说，我们是用生命在侍奉的，因为生命会影响生命。
When we serve with devotion, life will be transformed.
圣经也这样告诉我们说，唯有将你的生命献给主，才有可能用生命在侍奉。
Only when you devote your life to God, then you can serve God with your life.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章。
So Romans chapter 12 verses 1.
预备，请。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以当你有这样的认知，你对于侍奉的理解就不会只局限是在完成侍奉轮值表里面的工作，而是会随时活出一个敬拜的生命来荣耀神。
So when you have that mentality, you will walk the extra mile to honor God.
最后一个是侍奉，健康侍奉的态度。
Certainly it's the attitude of healthy
service. 我们一起来读第七节。
So that's where verses 7. But like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
好，健康的侍奉态度，除了之前我们讲的要惧怕战惊，要用诚实的心来侍奉之外呢，这里还讲到要甘心侍奉。
Healthy attitude to serve is more than respect, fear, and sincerity of heart, also willingly from the heart.
什么是甘心呢？甘心就是亲切啊，亲善的意思。所以我们用甘心侍奉的心态，不是出于无奈的责任感，而是出于亲切和亲善。
It's about being attentive and kind, not just resigned.
甘心其实它比惧怕战惊跟诚实的心更难做到的。
So being attentive and kind is more difficult than fear and respect.
有人估计当时罗马帝国里面有6000万个奴仆。
Some estimate during Roman Empire there were 60 million slaves.
在保罗的时代，罗马公民变成十分懒惰。
So when Paul lived, most Roman citizens became very lazy.
因为当时罗马称霸于世，罗马公民呢，若是工作就失去体面。
Since Roman ruled the world, it was beneath Roman citizens to work.
所以几乎所有的工作都让奴仆去做。
So it was totally up to slaves.
而且法律上的条文规定，主人对于奴仆甚至都有生杀。
Also, there was law that master could decide the life or death of slaves.
更别说主人对仆人为所欲为的控制，可见仆人的地位何等的低贱。
Had total control over lowly slaves.
所以当时一般奴仆他受尽主人的欺压，但是却又不能也不敢公开反抗，所以就气闷在心。
Slaves were suppressed, yet unable or dare not to revolt.
所以表面上呢，他们顺服他们的主人，但是实际上呢，他们心却不甘， 情不愿。
They appear pliant, but yet reluctant.
因此，当保罗教导他们要以仆人惧怕战兢的态度来服侍他们主人，哎，他们很容易明白。
So when Paul taught them to serve with fear and respect, they understood.
但是要他们甘心去侍奉，这个不容易啊。
But still not easy for them to serve willingly from the heart.
其实今天我们虽然没有被压榨，但是也有谁天生就甘心乐意去侍奉呢？
Even we're not suppressed, yet who are born to serve willingly from the heart.
诚实的说，世界上根本没有这样的人。
No such people.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上的目的就是要服侍人。
Jesus come to serve.
马可福音十章四十五节。
In Mark 10:45,
我们一起来读一遍，请。
So for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give up his life as ransom for many.
耶稣基督他甘心乐意为我们来服侍，甚至到一个地步，牺牲他的性命来服侍我们，拯救我们。
He laid down his life willingly for us to serve and save us.
而保罗就是因为经历这样基督的大爱，于是他也愿意献身。
Paul experienced the great love of Christ and he dedicated his life to serve.
所以保罗这样说，我们一起来读。
So Acts chapter 20 verses 19.
使徒行传二十章十九节，预备，请。
I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews.
我们看见保罗，他愿意服侍主，甚至在一种艰难的环境当中，他坚守忠心服侍。他的秘诀呢，就是在于他认为能服侍主，乃是一种至高的荣誉跟莫大的恩典。
The secret for Paul to serve faithfully despite challenging condition was that he considered it honor and grace to serve God.
在提摩太前书一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verses 12.
那这样说，我们一起来读，预备，请。
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had given me strength that he considered me faithful, appointed me into the ministry.
于是他有这样的一个心态的时候，他就能够甘心去侍奉了。
So therefore he served willingly.
同样的，当我们也被神的大爱所激励，你就不得不去侍奉，而且你会去甘心乐意去侍奉，珍惜机会去侍奉，因此你的侍奉的态度就不再一样了。
In the same way, when you are touched by the great love of God, you are compelled to serve willingly.Cherish every available opportunity with a different attitude about serving.
在我们教会当中有许多的事工需要你去服侍去完成。
So there are many ministries in our church.
无论是领唱招待翻译司琴带领查经预备饭食甚至洗碗做清洁等等，我猜可能有些人不好意思出于人情不好意思去拒绝，也有出于无奈勉强去答应。
Be a praise team, usher, translation, pianist, Bible study, hospitality, cleaning. Some were because they cannot say no. Some were nudged.
甚至有人会比较而埋怨说，为什么每次总是排到我？
Some tend to compare and ask why me.
可能也有人把侍奉当成表现的舞台，而期待获得更多人的称赞。
Some serve for the praise on performance.
哇，你的。煮的菜，你的做的事太棒了。
So your cooking is so wonderful.
哇，成为他的动力。好，我再下一次一定要更好。
So that's the motivation to do better.
这些都不是正确的态度哎。
So they are all unhealthy attitudes to serve.
有时候我喜欢教会吃饱饭后，我就偷偷跑去厨房看谁在洗碗做清洁。
Sometimes I like to spy on who were doing dishes and cleaning up.
呀，常常让我感动的一幕就是。除了看见老同工们的忠心，还有就是新来的人主动在那里帮忙，而且一边还哼着诗歌，快乐的在那边服侍。
I would move that elderly serve along with newcomer, some humming hymns while serving willingly.
他们真是甘心乐意的侍奉。
They serve willingly.
当然，我刚刚说过，侍奉并不是只是在做事情而已。
So serving is not just about doing things.
而是一种生命的流露。
It's a It shows your heart.
你为主所做的每件事情就是在侍奉的。
So everything you do for the Lord, you are serving God.
大卫在诗篇曾经这样说，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
King David said in Psalm 100 verses 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him.
当来向他歌唱。
So come before his presence with singing.
好，假如我们侍奉能够像歌唱一样，谁会去拒绝侍奉呢？
If serving is as pleasant as singing, who would refuse to serve?
那是一个态度的问题啊。
It's about attitude.
被勉强的服侍就是不甘心的服侍。
Reluctant means unwilling.
就算你去做了，也不会开心去做。
And it won't be pleasurable.
所以求神帮助我们，我们先要改变里面的态度。
So may God change our attitude from within.
为了要讨神喜悦，否则你做的再多，你做的再好都没有用。
To please God, otherwise, no matter how hard you work.
每个星期四早上，我们在教会都有查经聚会。
So this Thursday morning we have Bible study at church.
那最近这连续这几个礼拜呢，就有人突然间提议说，哎，我们下午要还要来教会服事，那要不我们就随便简单吃一吃在教会，你有什么东西带来，大家一起吃。
Since last several weeks, some suggested staying after Bible study to serve. So we share a simple lunch.
虽然有些人不方便做饭，但是有些人就乐意多做一点。
So without assignment or arrangement, some bring more, some don't.
根本不需要安排服事表和分配任务，毫无压力，也没有负担。
So without assignment or arrangement, without pressure.
当这一些人快乐分享在一起吃饭那种温馨快乐的气氛，我告诉你，那是我一周以来最向往吃的最开心的一顿饭。
Happily dining together, I'm always looking forward to it as the best meal of the week.
远比你们过去请过我在尔湾任何一家名贵餐馆吃饭的感觉还棒啊。
It feels much, much, much better being invited to any fancy restaurant in Irvine.
更别说饭后你可以看见大家在那里愉快的在教会服侍。
Moreover, they happily serve after lunch.
这乃是我作为牧师最大的喜悦。
So I'm so proud and pleasing to be their pastor.
如果你羡慕的话，欢迎你星期四早上来参加我们的查经啊，并且也留下来用餐及参加服事。
If you are envious, welcome to join Bible study on Thursday. Stay for lunch and serve afterwards.
不过你要先问清楚那一天有没有饭吃，不，因为我们没有写这个 schedule 的哈。
But there's no guarantee lunch will be provided.
大家非常的开心，我们愿意分享。
So everybody just want to share.
好，其实除了星期四以外，我们周五团契聚会或是主日崇拜之后，也经常看见如此侍奉的态度。
So this is the same thing for Thursday, Friday fellowship and Sunday service.
其实你会发现，当大家都甘心乐意侍奉的时候，你这个时候就感觉，这时候就像在天堂了，不是吗？
So when we serve willingly, it's just like in heaven.
最后，也许我们常常借口自己说，说自己不配侍奉，或是不能够做什么。
You maybe use unworthiness or inability as excuses.
我不像某某人，我不像他，我什么都不会啊，我不配啊，我太软弱了。
So I'm not worthy. I'm weak. I can't.
成为我们的借口。
As excuses.
但是神的心意乃是要我们每一个人都服事。
But God desires everyone to serve.
彼得前书四章十节告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 4 verses 10.
请。
Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various form.
我们是神的管家。
So we're the steward of God.
而且神已经给我们够用的恩赐跟能力，每一个人一定或至少有一项可以来侍奉的。
We all have God-given talents or abilities to serve at least one.
假如你认为你没有，那只是你尚未被发掘。
If you don't think you have any, it's yet to be discovered.
你可以透过服事去操练。
Or you can practice through serving.
因此，作为基督徒的我们都没有理由去拒绝服事。
Therefore, Christians have no reason to refuse serving.
也许你一直都在教会服事几十年如一日。
Perhaps you have been serving in church over the years.
但问题是，为什么有些人常常会感到侍奉压力， 侍奉疲惫，甚至觉得要快要烧尽了。
That's what, but why people feel pressure, tired, or even burned out while serving?
也许应该是检讨、反省的是你侍奉的对象、侍奉的方式跟侍奉的态度，这些都是健康的吗？
Perhaps you should reflect on whether your target, method, or attitude of serving are healthy or not.
其实我们信主一生的目的就是侍奉神、侍奉人。
So actually, the purpose of life as Christian is to worship God and serve people.
当我们能够忠心地完成一生的服事，于是我们活着就不会有遗憾。
When we serve faithfully, then we will not have regret in life.
正如以色列最伟大的君王大卫。他一生留下最美的注脚，不是他的丰功伟业，而是他的忠心侍奉。
King David is the greatest king in Israel. The best footnote of his life was about his service, not about his military conquest.
使徒行传十三章三十六节那里说，大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人，就睡了。
Acts 13 verses 36, for David, after he had in his own generation served the counsel of God, fell asleep.
回到刚刚讲的那一部电影《续妈妈》，她是一位再平凡不过的乡下老太太。
About the documentary, 续妈妈 was an ordinary elderly in the rural area.
却因为坚持要做神要她服侍的事。
But she insists on God-inspired work to take care of
虽然只是去照顾一个没什么价值被遗弃的老人在一个很偏荒的地区一个乡下那么样的遥远值不值得啊
To take care of an abandoned worthless old lady Was that worthwhile?
在世人看来根本不可思议
So it's unimaginable
但是他知道凡坐在最小的一个肢体身上就是住在主的身上他珍惜这样的机会他像天堂一样虽然那个肮脏的一个环境对他来讲就是天堂了
So she cherished God's given works So she feels like she was living in heaven
而他坐在主的身上就带出极大的影响
Though through the Lord she exerted tremendous influence
当他服侍完之后他就睡了
And when she's done she fell asleep
那你呢
What about you?
我们也在想我们自己你一生将来 你的一生怎么什么做了很多的事情但是你要怎么样的归纳你一生最美的注脚是什么
So how can you summarize your life?
你是否能够带出这世代完成神对你的托付呢
So did you finish God's mission for you for your own generation?
我常常说一句话说我们每一个人都是每一位基督徒都是神阶段性的工作。
So every Christian worked for God in a period called by God.
我是，包括你们也是。
Everybody alike.
神带领我们在不同的地方，把我从中西部带来。我不知道为什么，全世界那么多的教会都需要牧师，我不知道我为什么来这里，但是我知道我是神阶段性的工作。
There are so many churches need pastor. Why I came over here? Because I know I worked for Him in this period.
同样对你们来讲在这一地区好几十间教会为什么你们偏偏在这里呢我相信也是神把你带来这里这是神阶段性的工作
There are many other churches why you come here because God sent you here
我们都是被神呼召出来要完成他的使命也就是要透过你的服事要来祝福这世代的人
So we are all called by God to serve and bless people in this own generation
当你有这样的认知的时候你的侍奉才会健康
Once you acknowledge this your serving will be healthy
你所活出的一生就会充满意义
And your life meaningful
所以当你想到侍奉的时候不要想说哦，有那么多的工作要去完成
Don't think about the work and burden
而是你的生命要带出一个影响
And about your life to influence others
甘心乐意的态度坐在主的身上
willingly working for the Lord
每一件你所做的事情为主而做来荣耀神
so everything is about God glorify him
这样我相信你会经历越侍奉越甘甜的人生
that's why the more we serve the more sweet
让我们的一生继续来侍奉神服侍神并且让我们每一个人都拥有一个健康的侍奉观好不好
Let's serve till the end with the healthy outlook.
好，让我们一起起立来回应这首歌，越侍奉他，越久，越甘甜。
Let's all rise.